This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind. We're in Williston today. Going to tell you a little later on in the program today about Ports to Plains. Their 22nd annual Ports to Plains conference is wrapping up today in Williston. Lots of conversation about trade, transportation, infrastructure. Many folks here are familiar with the effort to make sure Highway 85 is four-laned border to border in North Dakota, but Ports to Plains would take that not only from the Canadian border as it is in North Dakota, but all the way down to Texas and open up some possibilities there. So we'll tell you about some of those efforts today on the program. Meet a couple of guests. Congressman Kelly Armstrong will join us on the heels of a controversial vote. It is a controversial vote because it's against his president, Donald Trump. And North Dakotans don't generally send Republicans to Congress to vote against the president. On this one, we're talking about the vote specifically related to troops coming out of Syria and what's happening right now with Turkey. This has been quite the issue. I don't know. I'm having a trouble with the amount of time we're spending on this issue. Because we're talking about literally less than 30 troops. 30 troops. Okay? I think some people see it as abandoning the Kurds who have helped us with ISIS. I think all of that's fine. I have a soft spot for the Kurdish folks as well. I've met some of the Kurdish people that have come to the United States on the heels of years of awful oppression. And, you know, to know what they did to escape that oppression in Iraq and come here and build a life for themselves is inspiring. There are good, wonderful Kurdish people. In fact, we should really effort an opportunity to visit with some of them about this and get their perspective. But the president is doing what he said he would do, and that is take the U.S. out of the position of being the world's policeman. And so I don't think the president's doing anything different than that. I think he's a bad actor in this. Erdogan and Turkey, I don't know. I want to ask you, you know, I'll first tell you exactly what Congressman Armstrong is saying about his vote, and then give you a chance to tell me whether or not you think that was the right decision or the wrong decision. I think the effort by the Democrats is largely to change the subject, to use it to add to the narrative of Donald Trump is bad, Donald Trump is reckless, Donald Trump is crazy. Nancy Pelosi goes down to the White House for a meeting on this topic yesterday and storms out. The president, being the president, calls her bluff and tweets out a photo of her standing up, pointing at him, and then she says he's the crazy one. She looked like the crazy one to me. And then that ridiculous statement about, oh, the president's not stable, and you better pray for him, and I worry about, I don't know, his mental health or something. I mean, come on. Come on. Look, Nancy Pelosi, Adam Schiff, and the Democrats right now are trying to tell the American people who voted for Donald Trump in 2016, you were wrong. This man's reckless. We're going to remove him. We have an election in a little over a year. This can be solved right there. They're very worried about the amount of progress that's being done with Donald Trump accomplishing a lot of what he said he would accomplish, doing what he promised he would do. And I'm not so sure they want that on the ballot again in 2020, because I think they'll lose. I think we ought to be calling them out on that. How is it we can have a vote at a drop of a hat over troops in Syria? You know, about Turkey and the Kurds in the drop of a hat. Snap your fingers and we have it. But we can't get a vote on USMCA. A vote that is, by the way, the new NAFTA that Nancy Pelosi and others said, you can't do that. You can't. A deal's a deal. We have the NAFTA deal. You can't change that. It's a bad deal. Well, it's a bad deal. You have to live with it. No, not living with it. Renegotiates our major trading partners in the United States. And by the way, North Dakota, too. Canada, Mexico. Huge trading partner. We got a better deal right now for farmers that are hurting between blizzards and wet and trade prices, trade deals that we're waiting for in China and everything else. And old Nancy Pelosi can whip up a vote in no time on Turkey. But she can't do it about helping our farmers and ranchers? I'm sorry, folks. I'm not playing along with that game. One bit. Congressman Armstrong, his spokesperson, Brandon Rivaldi, put out this. Congressman Armstrong supported the bipartisan resolution because it calls on Turkish President Erdogan to immediately cease military action against Syrian Kurdish forces in Syria, and it expresses the United States' support for the Kurdish communities. Congressman Armstrong is saying any assurances made to the White House and Congress by Erdogan were obviously lies. Turkey's actions now are completely unacceptable and need to stop. Congressman Armstrong has not received or seen any classified information on this issue. His statement is based on what is public knowledge. The resolution, supported by 354 House members, including more than two-thirds of Republicans. All right. And he's also citing resolution in the text itself. He says it's significant. I can pull that up here in a moment as well. I'm asking our listeners, did Congressman Armstrong do what you want to do here? This is a vote against the president. It is a vote for the things he's talking about, but it's also a vote against the president. So that's going to make it controversial. It just is. Right decision, wrong decision, you tell me. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550 from Williston today. Are you feeling better, Todd? Todd, the radio god Mitchell, is better after a couple of days of crud?
It was, yeah.
Did you have crud?
It was rough.
It was rough?
Yeah, very.
Okay. But better
creeping
now.
Creeping my way back, though.
You're creeping your way back, okay.
Yeah, very so slowly.
Creeping your way back from the crud. Yeah.
Yes.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
All right. Some emails are coming in. By the way, you can call us 701-258-0550. You can text us. I'm at 701-367-2054. Todd's at 701-226-8503. Or we welcome your emails too. ScottHFlagFamily.com. Dean says, Kelly has poor judgment. This is the third time Kelly has stabbed the president in the back. He should have known that this was a high publicity propaganda vote designed to strike at the president via the media and not a policy or principle vote to save the Kurdish people. We can't win the game when the players are attacking the coach. Kelly Armstrong is going to join us today on the program, by the way. That'll be happening for just a few short minutes, but we did want to have him on today, and so we'll do that at 10:50 today, 9:50 Mountain. Texter says, Armstrong is a disgrace. He doesn't seem to speak up about anything. His colleagues are making a mockery of the House, and you hear crickets. He should be battling and fighting against the impeachment attempts, but you hear nothing. Trump is getting us out of the way of an endless war, and Armstrong does this. This is when you hear from him. All right, Tim. Not happy with the vote. Dean, not happy with the vote. As he points out in his statement, two-thirds of the Republicans voted this way. Fred, Grand Forks, what's your take? Fred, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead, sir. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just was thinking about this Armstrong vote, and I saw what was going on yesterday, and I thought, I think this is a disgrace that any of these Republicans went with Nancy Pelosi and voted on this. You know, Trump has got the Secretary of State and the Vice President over there working this out, and they should, I don't know why they would even bring it up and or even go along with Nancy Pelosi to do this, but I'm terribly disappointed in Kevin Armstrong and all of these Republicans. You know, there's so many of these guys that, and I'm not saying him right now on the internet, but McConnell and a bunch of them are on all this social media, and they're trying to raise money off this, and then they're just not supporting the president. So, you know, anyone who voted for this, I say, no, sir, I'm done with you.
Appreciate that call. Fred, thanks a bunch. Welcome other opinions on this. Dave in Minot wants to know how many troops are involved in this. We'll talk about that. Lee in Bismarck is behind him. Others welcome. 800-228-0550. And the bottom of the hour, we'll meet some of the Ports to Plains Alliance participants. Stay tuned for that. Coming up on What's On Your Mind, live from Williston today.
Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO 92.7 FM. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Fest. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center with new library, indoor play area, and outdoor ice skating rink. Tioga's average yearly household income is over $73,000 a year and supports nearly 140 businesses. We welcome new business and industries with active community groups that support business environment. Tioga is a driver of innovation and local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. If you're looking for opportunity, please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogand.org. That's tiogand.org. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your dreams.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins & Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins & Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free, no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Apache, the Apache sprayer. You know, when it gets wet, gets a little soupy on the field, that doesn't happen very often, does it? No, not like this year. You want the Apache sprayer. It's got that light footprint, and that mechanical drive is really sleek. So there's just less heft to it. These are lighter sprayers. So you are in the field when your neighbors are not. And if you've had enough and you use the sprayer as much as you do and you just say, I got to do something different, make this the year that you head on over to Apache, High Plains Apache, and check out the Apache sprayers, okay? They have a dedicated sales and service team. One focus sprayers, sprayers, and sprayers. Other than that, they do sprayers. And it shows in everything they do. And, of course, anything, a spray application, they've got you covered. They're in Mandan, East Side Court, southeast, actually, right by the Culver's there. They're in Frontier, which is south of Fargo, exit 60, opposite the Walmart on I-29. Right now, no interest, no payments until April of 2020 for a limited time only at High Plains Apache. Back to the phones, Dave and Minot. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, did I understand you to say that there are only 30 troops who are affected by this pullout? I mean, that's only a platoon size element.
That's
you think
exactly
we'd be having more to help to get the ISIS. Is that a correct fact?
Well, that's what we're remaining there. We may have had more there at one time, which were advisors. You know, the Kurds did help us immensely with round up ISIS. Now, the ISIS that remain there, the ones that are in prison, my understanding, many of them are European. You know, what President Trump has said is, look, Europe, you know, ISIS is attacking you, too. How about you come in and help with, you know, some of the people that are in the prisons and take them back to your country and imprison them and try them and, you know, adjudicate those situations. But no, the amount of U.S. troops on the ground that everybody's having a conniption over are 28 troops. 28 troops.
Yeah, I guess they're making a mountain out of a molehill to me. I mean, I want to support our Kurdish allies because they've helped us a lot, but I thought it was a lot more troops than that. It seems like they're making a big issue out of nothing.
Precisely. And, you know, how long do we continue to do this? I love the Kurdish people, and I think they've been through a tough deal, and I think we ought to have gratitude for their help with ISIS. But do we just say we do this indefinitely? We're doing it forever? I mean, I think the president's made the most compelling argument by saying, wait a minute here. I have to go to the funerals of these military members that we have all over the world. Are we just going to continue to do that? Not doing it anymore. And, you know,
yeah,
he campaigned on that. You know, he campaigned on that. He's not doing something out of the clear blue just in a herky-jerky fashion. He's been talking for a long time about, I'm not doing it. I'm not staying there forever. And while this maybe is a little more dramatic than some expected, he's tired of people not coming up with solutions. So I empathize with him.
Yeah, you could say the same thing. We've been in Germany since World War II, and we've been in Korea since the Korean War. So, you know, on the big issue, we could say, well, we let Korea protect themselves, let Germany protect themselves, too.
This president's different. Did you see the letter that he wrote to Erdogan? Did you see that letter?
No.
He basically says, it's a short letter, but and the reason he released it was a conversation with Jonathan Carl in the White House yesterday. I just think it proves this president he just does things very, very differently. And that's, I think, why we elected him. I think that's, you know, it's just, okay, we've tried Republican nice. We've tried Republican diplomacy. We get our head handed to us, again and again and again. Let's actually just take this stuff on. Let's just, you know, for one, you don't have any doubt what the guy thinks. There's full transparency there. There's no kind of behind the scenes, you know, nicey-nice, you know. So his letter to Erdogan, Dave, just to finish my thought, was basically you could be a hero by taking care of the situation or you're going to be the devil. And presidents just don't say that to other world leaders, but this president does, you know. I'll admit cringing a little when I heard the letter. Like, oh, my gosh, that's going to make Pence's job a lot tougher. Now, he's over there dealing with Erdogan, and the letter's out saying you're the devil. You know, I mean, oh, but that's this president. That's how he does it. That's what we elected. I think it's less about, you know, every Republican that hand-wrings over President Trump ought to be held to account. What did you do to fix the problems that brought us to this point? What did you do? You know, what were you doing to fix it? Because he's a product of a lot of failure, Republican and Democratic failure to this point, in my view. You agree with that, Dave? You disagree with that?
Yeah, I guess he's doing what he said said he'd do when he got elected. So you got to give the guy credit there.
Can't fault him for that. You're absolutely right, Dave. Play Jonathan Carlin, the president, yesterday in the Oval Office. The Italian prime minister was there. The president's there. He's taking questions. And, of course, Jonathan Carlin thought he's going to be a big man on campus from ABC. Oh, President Trump, this is terrible. I can't believe you're doing this. What about that vote? Blah, 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 blah. Listen to the exchange. Todd, you have it in Slack. I'm sorry I'm throwing this to you cold here.
Hey, you're jumping all over. Trump calls out Jonathan Carl, that one?
There you go.
Yep. Sorry, I was listening to something else that came in.
Even after all you have seen, ISIS prisoners freed, all the humanitarian disaster, you don't have any regret for giving Erdogan the green light to invade?
I didn't give him a green light. And if anybody saw the letter, which can be released very easily if you'd like, I could certainly release it. But I wrote a letter right after that conversation, a very powerful letter. There was never given a green light. They've been wanting to do that for years, and frankly, they've been fighting for many, many years. And when you ask a question like that, it's very deceptive, John. It's almost as deceptive as you showing all of the bombings taking place in Syria, and it turned out that the bombing that you showed on television took place in Kentucky. So, and I'm not even sure that ABC apologized for that, but certainly it was a terrible thing. I'm looking at this, I'd say, wow, that's pretty bad. And it was in Kentucky, it wasn't in Syria, so I don't know what you're going to do about that, but I think ABC owes an apology.
So the letter's out, number one. You can see that and decide for yourself there. And how's that for a slap down? You did hear about that, right? The ABC News, in their reporting of what was happening as a result, of course, of President Trump. He caused it all. Never mind how many zillion years these have been going on, right? It's all Trump's fault. Of course it is. And here's what's happening. And they show all the shelling. And it was some exercise in Kentucky. The video was of Kentucky on ABC News. And the president called him out on that, which I think is, in a word, beautiful. Beautiful is the word I'd use. Cheryl in Bismarck, what's on your mind, Cheryl?
Yes, good morning. I would just like to add somebody to my chicken weenie list, and that name would be Kelly Armstrong. I'm sorry I voted for him now, but I thought he was a tougher person than that. I thought he was for life, and I just don't think we have to be in war for the rest of our existence. Take care of America. Stand behind our president, Donald Trump. He's doing the very best he can. I pray for him every day for his safety, and I thank you.
Well, thanks for those prayers. They're necessary. My gosh, can you imagine the weight on those shoulders? Rocky Valley City, half a minute for you. Take it away. It's all yours.
Yeah, I wish I had a little more time to drop on this, but I've got some experience working in that area. I spent a couple, 3 years there back in the early 90s working with Peshmerga in northern Iraq, in the Turkish border region, and all Kurds are not equal. The PKK...
Say that one more time. The Kurds are not... All Kurds are not equal? Is that what you're saying?
No, because you have the Marxist PKK party, which is in Turkey, and they are a terrorist organization.
All right, hang on. I'm going to let you finish this on the other side of the break. I don't want to rush you, Rocky. You got good info here. Hang on. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
You get the smoothest, most responsive windrower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP Windrowers from New Holland. Your local Northern Region New Holland dealer will tell you that it starts with precise, hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with the Comfort Ride cab suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP Windrower from New Holland.
You've heard about concrete's strength, but what about safety? If you're not building with concrete, you're playing with fire. Concrete can withstand temperatures over 1,000 degrees. How about wind? Concrete is held up in winds as strong as tornadoes and hurricanes. Even the new shining beacon of strength at One World Trade Center, New York City, has concrete at its core. Materials matter. To build for safety, build with strength. Learn more at ndconcrete.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
He was not just a great congressman, he was a great man.
That's what the Senate Minority Leader, Democrat Chuck Schumer, says about Congressman Elijah Cummings, who passed away early today at the age of 68.
He had a combination of being strong when he had to be, and had to be quite often, but also being kind and decent and caring.
While Cummings and President Trump were not good friends politically or personally, President Trump has tweeted that, quote, his work and voice on so many fronts will be hard, if not impossible, to replace. teachers in Chicago on strike, more than 300,000 students out of class as a result of it. A strong storm system known as a bomb cyclone will be pounding the eastern seaboard from the northern mid-Atlantic to New England today. Wind gusts could exceed 60 miles an hour. This is USA Radio News.
An official message from Medicare.
It's open enrollment, Fred. Time to compare plans.
Oh, Alice, we're fine with what we have.
Well, that's what the Johnsons thought until they tried Medicare's new Plan Finder.
The Johnsons, huh?
We saved on our prescription costs.
And got extra benefits.
Come on, Fred, maybe we'll find something better.
Plans change every year. Use the new Plan Finder at Medicare.gov to compare health and drug plans. Open enrollment ends December 7th.
What do you know? Comparing plans really pays.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President ever since he was elected, before he was elected, I was supporting him and everything. But you know what? I think he really screwed the pooch on this whole pull out of the army thing and pull out of the military thing. You know, there's 10,000 ISIS fighters that were being jailed there. One of the big points that Donald Trump always made was, we defeated ISIS, we defeated ISIS. Well, guess what? These 10,000 ISIS troops are freed now. They're gone. They're out. So ISIS is back. I think that was just a totally stupid move that he made.
All right. Appreciate that call. Lots of opinions rolling in on this. 800-228-0550. I guess I'll put that one in the camp of Kelly Armstrong, who voted with, a majority of the Republicans that voted against President Trump's decision on this. And continue our conversation now with our listener from Valley City, Rocky. So what I got out of what you said before the break is basically, are the Kurds an ally of the U.S.? Yep. Have we helped the Kurds? Have they done good things? Yes. But that's a broad term. So there's Kurds that are on our side and Kurds that are not. Would that be what you're saying, Kyle? I'm sorry. I didn't get you hooked back up. Sorry, Rocky. Pick it up from there.
Okay. I would not say that they're against us, and we're working with several different factions of the Kurds. For example, you have the Peshmerga, which was the Kurdish Freedom Army, if you want to call it that, that worked in northern Iraq against Saddam Hussein in the early 90s during the first Gulf War. We still stand by them. We still support them. We probably still have groups, units from chance groups working with them on a daily basis. We have for 25 years now since the war back in the 90s. You also have the PKK, which is a long-standing Marxist socialist group of Kurds that have been working on that border area, mostly out of Syria, and incursions into Turkey. That's where all the beef is coming from. They've been pulling off terrorist acts in Turkey for 30, 40 years. And the Turks have a reason to probably not like them. And when we were in the border area, they were causing a lot of problems with us. And the Kurds that we were working with before and after the Gulf War, and those that we worked with in the refugee camps, were in constant combat against the PKK. There were some bad actors there. So they've kind of morphed into what is called the YPG, which is the protection front they have in the Syrian Turkish area. They did work with us against ISIS, but there's, again, a lot of factions within that. It's not such a clear picture. When we say, we're abandoning the Kurds, no, we're not. But there's some very bad actors out there that, have glommed onto it. The last administration was also working with a bunch of anti-Assad forces that morphed into ISIS. You know, we have to watch out who we work with. And
one question I've heard... One question I have for you, based on criticism I heard of the president on this, is to say his actions will mean all the work that was done in concert with the Kurds to capture ISIS, to bring ISIS down to, you know, a small amount of numbers, is going to be undone. That we're going to, you know, we're going to look back now. Even Lindsey Graham and other Republicans have said that, that this decision will lead to reversing all the ground we've made up against ISIS. Do you believe that?
I don't know 100%, because a lot of those ISIS prisoners were still being guarded by the YPG. And actually, then the Turks have gone in there. They said that exactly about 100 have escaped. The rest are all still contained. They said about 100 of them did get away. This, and I'm also reading international news. I go online and I read from the BBC, I read RT, I read a lot of different sources to kind of get the broad spectrum of what the news really is out there, because you can't get it here. They don't even talk about the issues here. And the Turks don't want ISIS loose. You know, they don't want to fight them either. I don't. They're probably going to treat them a whole lot worse than we did. They'll probably just put them to the up against the wall.
Well, there's other ways to do that too. I mean, isn't that what special forces are for? I mean, wouldn't special forces be? And I realize, you know, I mean, we're pulling out 28 troops, and then maybe you've got special forces that are there. But we've, you know, I would hope that we can walk and chew gum at the same time, and not be the world's police, and at the same time make sure that high value targets that we've captured don't go free. Am I Pollyanna here? Am I? Is that not?
Well, like you would hope so, but it's a, you know, complicated world. It's been a very complicated corner of the world. And
well, I appreciate your insight on it, Rocky, very much. Call again, please. Rosella, I'll get in one more quick call, and then we need to go to our guest. Rosella in Bismarck, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind is Kelly Armstrong. Shame on Kelly Armstrong. He's nothing but another warmed-over Democrat, calls himself a Republican, and plays the game because in North Dakota, that's how you get elected. And here he goes and, you know, undercuts our president. Our president is doing us a wonderful job. And we need to get out of these wars. These people have warred and warred for years. It's part of the name of the game of life. Let's get the United States with foreign aid. We'll just keep a little war going. And Kelly, if his child was ever in special forces, my grandson at 18, a star student, he had a grandmother and a mother, and he was loyal. He joined up, went to Iraq, special forces, broken arches from airborne. He was 2nd Airborne Division. And we bring these recruiters, and we call it career in education, into the high schools, and they get these kids. They take them camping. They do everything. Well, anyway, that's what happened there. And we're fighting wars. And I can go to Walmart, and I had my oil changed one day, and there this guy was from Iraq. Couldn't speak English, but he was changing oil. And my grandson at 19 is over there fighting their war. That's what Trump is doing. Get our people home. Let them fight. Let it go where it is. God is in control, and if they study the Bible, they'll know about Ishmael. And I am really upset. Too often, Republicans, good Republicans, can't get in, like the farmer from up there near Grand Forks. They can't get in. And thank God for Kevin Cramer, but he had to play the game with the party. And Armstrong was the head of the party. And that, this is what we have. We in North Dakota are elected the same crap. A bunch of warmed-over Democrats.
Rosella... Now, Rosella, we're going to put you on the list of folks who deserve their own show, because that was quite an eloquent statement there today. Appreciate you calling very much. Please call again. And in the essence of time, I'm going to move to our next guest. But I do want to let you know we'll be returning to some of these topics as we go throughout the program today, and also have Kelly Armstrong joining us to talk a little bit about this at the end of the hour or end of the program today. Last guest of the day. So stay tuned for that. Our next guest is a former member of the Texas Department of Transportation, still, I guess, a member, and that he's a project advisor now. Lauren Godardo is with us, and he is joining us to talk a little bit about Ports to Plains, the event we're covering here in Williston today, 22nd annual event, second time in Williston, which is great. Lauren, how are you?
Great, Scott. How are you?
Good. Good to chat with you today on the program. Why does this matter to people? Why should folks care about what the work you've been doing over the last 3 days here?
So this this annual meeting that we're having up here in Williston today, Scott, is the 22nd annual meeting. So it's an effort. It's trade efforts going on by three groups: Port de Plains, the Roosevelt Expressway Group, and the Heartland Expressway Group. That gets all the way from the Mexican border all the way up to Canada. And they talk, you know, transportation issues, trade issues, common issues. You know, we're talking about moving, you know, commodities up and down this belt, you know, this heartland, this beltway, all the way from Canada all the way down to Texas. And, you know, we're talking similar commodities in a way, oil and gas, agriculture, cattle, those kind of things. And so you want good transportation to do that. And it means, you know, good roads become possibly the lifeblood for, you know, good commerce to move up and down this corridor in Mill State.
If you accomplish everything that you want to, you know, you put the collective goals of those groups together and you get done what you want to get done, what's that look like?
So if you collectively, I think what you see is a major transportation corridor that moves, you know, north and south through the middle of the United States of America. We have a lot of these major highways that go up and, you know, serve into the Chicago, you know, the middle parts of the country that way. And we have a lot of highways that go north and south up into the East Coast and even the West Coast. But when we're talking about just trying to create a transportation network that is wide enough and open enough that will actually enhance, you know, the movement of goods up and down the base of the heartland of the United States. If we can get that accomplished, then over time, I think that's a big deal.
And that means more economic activity for all the states that touches?
Well, if you think about history of transportation, everywhere you built the big roads or the big railroads, you know, people thrive and people continue to thrive. And if you can put that kind of a corridor right up the middle of the United States, then what you've done is you have created what we consider, I would say, a fertile area for economy for people to thrive, you know, as a lifeblood of moving their goods to the market, whether it be the, you know, agricultural goods, oil and gas goods, and those kinds of things.
What is the biggest roadblock to doing what you want to do? What's holding it back?
Well, the probably transportation funding at the federal level. It's because some of these states are not big like Texas, for example. I happen to be from Texas, and we happen to be taking the, you know, our funding kind of into our own hands and doing a lot of funding locally with local investment. But for
a federal match or just on your own altogether?
Just on our own altogether. Our federal apportionment in Texas is about 30% of our program now. It used to not be that way. But if you talk to these other states, all from North Dakota all the way down, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, even Montana, a lot of these states, their federal apportionment is 70 or 80% of their program. So they're very dependent upon, for example, that highway bill, you know, the infrastructure being, you know, something being passed so that they can actually have the money to invest in this kind of a project, this kind of a program. So that's probably a big roadblock for a lot of these states going up north.
And you wait forever for the federal match or the bureaucracy that comes with it?
Well, if they can't get on the same page, yes.
But basically it's money, and then, you know, once you got the money, getting the project lit up, getting it, you know, approved.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the next big hurdles, of course, is the, you know, we are under the National Environmental Protection Act. We have to make sure we build this transportation corridor and protect the natural resources and those kinds of things. So we've got to do that correctly, and that takes time. But I think there's been some roadblocks removed, you know, both at the federal and state levels to improve that. But that is still something that you have to, you know, an obstacle you have to overcome.
Fascinating. Well, it's, you know, if you're not planning it, it's not going to happen. So at least you're working on it. You're talking about it. You're pushing to get those funds, and that's great. Thanks, Lauren.
You bet.
Lauren Gardarno.
Gardunio.
Gardunio.
Yeah. Lauren Gardunio.
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 I wanted to try and say it right.
Yeah.
Eventually got it right.
That's
yeah.
good.
Thanks, Lauren.
You bet.
Good to see you. Brought to you in part today by our friends at the Secure Energy Future Coalition. Find out more about them at secureenergyfuture.org. $18 billion investment in North Dakota. And The lights are on.
Mineral Tracker is now offering full mineral management services. We understand that some folks just want someone who's knowledgeable and trustworthy handling their interests. Right here in Western North Dakota, you can put our local experts to work for you. It won't cost you an arm and a leg, and you can rest assured your asset is being maintained and looked after, making life simpler and more enjoyable. Give us a call today at 833-842-2924 to explore our full mineral management services.
Hi, this is Kevin Pfeiffer with Pfeiffer's Auction Company. Pfeiffer's upcoming October land auctions include excellent cropland auctions in Griggs, Ramsey, Botina, Williams, Mercer, Oliver, Stark, Hettinger, Golden Valley, and Montreal counties in North Dakota. And excellent pasture and hunting land auctions in Adams, Dunn, Hettinger, and Bowman counties in North Dakota. For more information, call Pfeiffer's 877-700-4099 or view all of these auctions at Pfeiffer's.com.
Let's go to Norway with a professional. My name is Carol Juven, and I have been in Norway 179 times and had over 49,000 people on tour with me during the past 50 years. Come and join me on my 44th annual Norway Luxury Tour to beautiful Norway, July 20th through August 4th. See Norway at its very best. There is a fjord in your future, hundreds of waterfalls and spectacular mountains. We will visit Fargo's sister city of Hamar, the Olympic city of Lillehammer, plus Oslo, Bergen, and Trondheim. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Phone me toll-free at my number 1-800-343-0093, and I will send you a complete packet of information on this tour. 1-800-343-0093. First come, first serve. Welcome along.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD-214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
In Your Mind is powered by Schwann, BuickGMC.com. We're scheduled for Thursday, November 7th, the Active Military Veterans Appreciation Complimentary Appreciation Meal. We'll be at the Bismarck Bandana Elks Thursday, November 7th. More on that to come. Meanwhile, the 2019s have got to go because the 2020s are crowding in. Get yours at Schwann, BuickGMC.com.
And we're back on What's On Your Mind, 800-228-0550, our toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550, the local number. You can also text Todd, 701-226-8503, or me at 701-367-2054. I've got a lot of texts here that I'm going to get to as well. I first want to tell you about our friend CJ Dak Diesel. See, he didn't call a little earlier time to check in and see how we were doing. You know why that is?
Busy.
Because he's busy. That's right. He's working on fixing stuff. And if you need anything diesel to run better than it's running now, or anything diesel to get back off the mat, then you need the DAC diesel. That's right. He also has that additive that can get you a few extra miles per gallon, too. So stop and see him in Bismarck. Or give him a call, 701-258-5011. Repair, maintenance, they do it all. Tractors, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, they do it all. Long-lasting repair, that's how they focus, because it's about maintenance services that keep your vehicle running smoothly for years and a repair that's going to last a long time. So they can do it at DAC Diesel. More online at DACDiesel.com. All right, here's some of the texts that I'm getting. Scott, not happy with Representative Armstrong's vote. Can help Kurds without troops. Did he not know about sanctions letter President Trump was sending to Turkey? Especially don't support the Dems and Pelosi after the stunt she and Schumer pulled yesterday at the White House. Also, please ask Kelly if the only media that asks his opinion is you guys. I never see him interviewed anywhere else. That's true. It's true. Another texter says this goes back to Abram. You're right. You know, Abraham and the president said yesterday there's a lot of sand there. A lot of sand. A lot of sand to defend. No doubt about it. Texter says, as time goes on, more and more Republicans are going to part with Trump, just like the German people did with Hitler and the Italians did with Mussolini. Listen to what Lindsey Graham said yesterday about Trump. Remember when you loved John McCain? Remember when you loved Mitt Romney? You threw both of them under the bus. You threw both of them under the bus, didn't you? I heard you
really going to mention Trump and Hitler in the same again. Ugh.
Todd groaned a little bit there.
Well.
Lindsey Graham is you know, establishment Republican that, as the president, I thought, said very well, if we're up to Lindsey Graham, we'd have, you know, troops there forever. Middle East, that's just, and, you know, some people, they survive off that. You know, Trump ran on something different. You want him now to skip it? Never mind. I didn't believe that. You know, I like John McCain as a hero, number one. Military member, number two. Number three, as the preferred candidate against Barack Obama. But John McCain was never my kind of Republican. Ever. So, loved is a little strong. Mitt Romney, same thing. Mitt Romney was the, you know, better of two. You know, Barack Obama wouldn't vote for him a bet. So I never loved Mitt Romney. Trust me on this one thing. But again, if you're advocating in the middle of a presidential race, Mitt Romney, John McCain versus Barack Obama, hello. So I don't know why I spend time responding to people that come up with these crazy theories. Do all these people just want a rubber stamp to be elected for Trump? This is how tyrannical governments start. You can support a president and disagree with him at the same time. All right. They're not liking some of the criticism that Kelly Armstrong's got. So, swinging back the other way here. Scott, I'm done with Kelly Armstrong. He's truly a wolf in sheep's clothing. He doesn't represent the people of North Dakota. He's just part of the swamp. He definitely will never get my vote again. Shame on him. I love our president and your show, says Russ. All right, Russ, thank you. Ty, somewhere out in the field. That's a good enough description for us. What's on your mind, Ty?
Hey, Scott, how are you? Good morning, my friend. Hey, I'm down here working for every year. This is my fourth year now working for a farmer out of a Wapiton area, so around harvesting. And I hear a lot of the, you know, it's been a really tough season for these guys. I can't say I'm not a farmer, I'm a driver for them. But, you know, what I have seen since I've been down here is I've just seen just the American spirit at its finest. I mean, these men and women are down here working. They're knowing it's a grim end probably coming in towards them, but they just keep plugging away. Their spirits are up. They're working hard. They're working at half pace. And it's just a real testament to the men and women that make up this region and their dedication to feeding us all and seeing us through. And to them, it's, I guess, in business end, it's about the money, but it's bigger than that to them. This is something they've nourished all year long. They've nurtured these fields. They've done their thing, their part, and this is their time to, you know, to harvest and see the bounce of their efforts. And it's just to beat them up. But, man, they just keep on smiling and they keep working hard, and it really is a testament.
That's a great shout-out, Ty. That's a great shout-out and very necessary. Absolutely, 100%. And challenging times, a lot of pressure there. You know, the finances, the prices, all of it. So keep them in your prayers, and let's hope they deal with that stress appropriately. Ty, thank you. God bless.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Probably most famous for the Hot Spring Spa. I have one. Absolutely love them. Great selection right now. Great financing. But the saunas are pretty amazing, too, Vince. Why should somebody consider a sauna purchase?
Well, what we do in life, life's tough, and I don't care who you are. By the end of the day, we're beat up pretty good, you know, whether it's physically, mentally, or relationally. But a sauna does some great health and wellness things. It detoxes. It increases your circulation. It relieves stress the right way. It's reducing dementia, as they say now. And also reducing your chance of a heart attack by 50%. So who doesn't want to live better and live longer? That's what this product will do for you.
They're simple to install and also some great financing too now, right?
Yeah, you can get into a sauna for about $30, $40 a month. That is incredible wellness at an inexpensive price. And literally you can set it up in less than 10 minutes.
Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too. Come on in, check them out online. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot too. Tell them Scott sent you to Hot Springs, spas and pool tables too.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com. Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.